Very good morning to you and welcome back to another edition of Wide World of Sports. Welcome to another week, and whether it was on the field, on the track, wherever you look, there was plenty of action over the weekend. So let's get down and see what was going on in the world of sport. We'll start with the Formula One Grand Prix at Albert Park in Melbourne, where Carlos Sainz admits it felt good to end Max Verstappen's winning streak of 9 consecutive victories. The Ferrari driver took the checkered flag in the race for the first time in his career. He finished ahead of teammate Charles Leclerc and McLaren's Lando Norris, while Verstappen failed to finish due to a mechanical fault.
It felt good to pass him with brakes issues or not, because it is tough to pass Max on track and the Red Bull, but it's what we've said from the beginning. If you were there and you can put Red Bull under pressure, you can sometimes get it done, but you need to be there, and we need to be there more often if we want to win.
Lando Norris is defending McLaren's order for him to overtake teammate Oscar Piastri. Piastri conceded third place to his teammate and finished fourth. He missed out on a podium in front of his home fans in Melbourne. Despite failing to improve the team's position, Norris says it was the right decision.
I was a lot quicker and I would have overtaken him anyway. It's just you don't want to delay the process of that happening. And the longer I kind of spent behind him, the worse it was making my chance of catching Charles and trying to be ahead of Charles. So I don't think the result changed at all. He made my life easier, and I think he helped us as a team, which I thank him for a lot.
Manly players aren't getting hung up on a controversial obstruction call which halted a potential comeback against Parramatta in the NRL. The Seagulls had a try disallowed late in their 28-24 loss to the Eels, which is dividing opinion. Manly captain Daly Cherry-Evans says he understands the call despite thinking the defender was never going to make the tackle.
No, I suppose like consistency is the key in NRL. Consistency and black and white's probably best for our officials as well, so I'm not making those decisions, and as it stands, that's just the way it goes, so no problem with it as it stands.
Wrapping up round three, the Knights held on to beat the Storm 14-12 in Newcastle after getting out to a 14-0 halftime lead. Port Adelaide has defeated Richmond by 30 points at the MCG, the Power winning 122 to the Tigers 92. Travis Boak played in his 350th game, becoming just the 23rd player in VFL-AFL history to reach the milestone.
Well, we love this ground. It definitely suits our game style. And look, we love to be aggressive defensively. That's probably the first and foremost thing, but then our offense comes off the back of that, and we want to be brave with our ball movement.
There was a big win for the Giants in Perth, beating West Coast by 65 points. But Eagles coach Adam Simpson says he could still see some positives for his battling team.
I was really proud of the last quarter. You know, we really wanted to win that quarter, and we conceded the last two goals with 10 seconds to go, which was flattening. But 15 inside 50s and some spirit there. I think we'll leverage off that, knowing that A, we played a really good side, and B, we've got a lot of work to do.
It's the first time GWS has won its opening three games of the season and again sits top of the ladder with the also unbeaten Sydney Swans. Wrapping up round two in the AFL, the Western Bulldogs beat the Gold Coast by 48 points. Western Australia has once again been crowned Sheffield Shield champion, defeating Tasmania by 377 runs at the Wacker. It secures a historic triple-double crown for WA, winning both the four- and one-day domestic titles for a third successive season. Elsewhere, Australia has sealed a series win in the women's one-dayers in Bangladesh, winning by 6 wickets in Dhaka. The Socceroos are calling on Canberra to bring the noise when they take on Lebanon in a World Cup qualifier on Tuesday. More than 20,000 tickets have already been sold for the clash, a record for the nation's capital. Socceroo Craig Goodwin says he's looking forward to it.
It'll be the biggest crowd that we've played in Canberra. It's going to be fantastic. Hopefully it's a very noisy and you know, atmospheric crowd for us, and that, you know, us players always feed off of that energy.
A quick whip around the grounds from A-League men. Sydney FC went down to Wellington Phoenix 2-1 on Saturday. MacArthur beat Brisbane Roar 2-1, while the Perth Glory went down to the Western Sydney Wanderers 2-1. And just to wrap things up with the Super Rugby, a big result, a big weekend for Australian sides. The Brumbies thrashed Moana Pacifica 60-21 on Friday night. The Western Force toppled the Reds 40-31. The Waratahs just went down to the Fijian Drua 39-36 in a high-scoring affair in Fiji, while the Melbourne Rebels no match for the Hurricanes, going down 54-28. That is the very latest from Wide World of Sports, and that's our recap from the weekend's action. Thanks for tuning in. You can catch our afternoon pod later today. Otherwise, I'll be back tomorrow morning. Mike Pearsall's been with you. Thanks for tuning in.